Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Here's what's happening now in the news. We begin with President Bush, who gave what will likely be the last news conference of his presidency today. Bush spent time thanking members of the media for their work during his two terms. The president also talked about the possibility of requesting the rest of the bailout money on President-elect Barack Obama's behalf.
He felt that he needed the $350 billion. I would be willing to ask for it. In other words, if he felt that it needed to happen on my watch. The best course of action, of course, is to convince enough members of the Senate to vote positively for the request, and you know, that's all I can share with you because that's all I know.
Now we're going to turn to a problem that the president-elect will inherit, the latest developments in the Middle East. That's where Israel continues to launch a new round of airstrikes in Gaza, that despite a UN call for an immediate ceasefire. The Israeli military says it did pause its assault to allow residents to pick up humanitarian supplies. Palestinian medical sources say more than 900 people have been killed since the Israeli offensive began. Russian natural gas should begin flowing again in Europe soon. Russia says it'll resume deliveries after Ukraine dropped added conditions to an EU broker deal to monitor the pipelines. The dispute has left parts of the Balkans without heat during a bitterly cold winter. Disgraced financier Bernard Madoff could find out today if he's going to be moved to a jail cell. A judge will decide if his bail will be revoked for allegedly trying to hide some of his wealth. Madoff is currently under house arrest in his apartment in New York. He's being investigated for allegedly running a $50 billion Ponzi scheme. That's what's happening in the news right now. Please stick with us here at CNN and CNN.com Live for more of these stories and your updates throughout the day.